Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Today, we're going to install some plugins. We've gone over this process a few times, and hopefully you've been able to do it a few times. So in your WordPress dashboard, navigate to Plugins, then Add New. And in the search box, you're going to type in the name of the plugin exactly how I say it here. I've also included the names of these plugins and the websites where you can find more information about them in the resources section of this episode. So don't worry about frantically scribbling down everything I'm saying. The first plugin is called Fancier Authorbox. This is a plugin that adds your bio and your picture to every post so that it appears after every article you write. This is a great way to reinforce your brand, as in your name and your picture. And Fancier Authorbox also has a tab that displays your latest posts, so readers can see even more of what you've written. Just a quick tip, if your picture isn't showing up in the Authorbox, it may be a Gravatar issue. Make sure the email address you have in your dashboard under Users and Your Profile matches at least one of the email addresses you have on file at the Gravatar website. A more fully featured version of this plugin is also available, and it's called Fanciest Authorbox. The next one is Google Analytics by Yoast. If you didn't understand one word I just said, you might be wondering, what is Google Analytics? And what is Yoast? Yoast is an internet company that developed this plugin, so it's just a brand name. But Google Analytics is a service offered for free by Google that allows for detailed tracking of visitors as they make their way through your site. You can tell just about everything they did while they were at your site, where they came from, how long they stayed, which pages they visited, even which browser they were using. Just about everything but their name. Now, using this Google Analytics plugin requires a Google Analytics account, but you can get one for free at google.com/analytics. google.com/analytics. The plugin will ask you for a UA code, which is a code that you get from Google at your Google Analytics dashboard that uniquely identifies your website. Then we have the WordPress editorial calendar. You already have the ability to schedule a post for publication at a time that you specify. But the editorial calendar gives you a calendar-style overview of all your posts and when they're going to be published, as well as a way to change those dates and update your drafts. It's convenient. And next is WordPress Importer. If you want to transfer your content from your old blog to your new one, you'll need WordPress Importer. In a nutshell, you would export all your content from your old blog into a file, then use the WordPress importer to import that file into your new blog. This is handiest if you plan to use your new blog as a replacement for your old one. And last but not least, we have a plugin called WordPress Simple PayPal Shopping Cart. Actually, not a very simple name, but the plugin is very simple. WordPress Simple PayPal Shopping Cart. Why would I need a shopping cart, you may ask? I sell my books through Amazon and sell my merchandise through Cafe Press. I don't even lift a finger to take orders from anybody. Well, keep in mind that this can also be used to sell services. Let's say you offer coaching like I do, or you do speaking engagements, or you teach a class. This provides a very convenient and simple way for your clients to pay. Here's how it works. You include a picture of your product or service on one of your pages or a blog post. Then you drop in this one line of code that has the product name and price, and suddenly your blog works like any other shopping cart. The buyer can view his cart when he's ready to check out. Then he's taken to PayPal where he can pay for his order. You get an alert, and you can do whatever you need to do for that client. Simple, but effective. So these are the plugins I think are fundamental to a good author site. And these are the same ones that I install when I set up author sites, which, by the way, is a service that I offer. For more information about author website setup, go to dreamplaywright.com/authors. dreamplaywright.com/authors. But there are literally tens of thousands of plugins available, so I'm sure there are others that I didn't cover today. If you can think of another plugin that should be on this list, let me know. I'll be talking about plugins again in an upcoming episode. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions. So you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. I also offer one-on-one phone coaching to answer all your questions about your blog and get everything set up the way you want. For more information on coaching, go to dreamplaywright.com/coaching. Thanks for listening today. Remember, DreamPlayWright is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.